Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're discussing the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned 7 people will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. First person we discussed, Imamun Adilun, a just ruler. The second one, Rajulun Shabun Nasha'a fi Ibadatillahi Azza wa Jal, a youngster who spends his youth in the Ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third person is Rajulun Qalbuhu Mu'allakun bil Masajid. That man, that person, whose heart is always attached to the masjid. All the time he wants to be in the masjid. His mind, his body, his soul, always just wants to be in the masjid, spend his time in the masjid. Even when he's out of the masjid, he waits for the next salat and he comes early to the masjid. Every time he comes to the masjid, Allah prepares his abode in Jannat for him. When you inquire from people, where is certain person, where is so and so person, now you'll find him in the masjid. So all the time his desire is to be in the masjid. And as long as he's sitting in the masjid, waiting for the next salat, and he has wudu, and he doesn't cause takleef to any person, doesn't harm any person, the angels make dua for him. Allahumma fillahu, Allahumma tubali, oh Allah forgive him, oh Allah forgive him, oh Allah forgive him. So he gets the duas of the angels, with the angels make dua maghfirat for such a person. So such a person all the time who wants to be in the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will keep him under his shade. When there is a shift of angels after Asr and after Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inquires from the angels, how did you leave my banda? How did you leave my people? So the angels say, taraknahum yusallun. Wallah, we left them in the condition that they were making salat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very, very pleased. And therefore such a person whose heart is always inclined to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him his shade. And the best of places is the masjid. Ahabbul biladi ilallah. From all the places in the world, the most beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masajid. Then the fourth person is that, are those two people. Rajulun tahaba fillah. Ijtama alayhi wa tafarraqa alayhi. Those two people who love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their meeting and the dispersing is all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their muhabbat for one another is not for any dunya purpose. They do not have any worldly motive for this. As we say, he's not a dastarkhani dost, that when he's dastarkhani, there's no more samosa and bajja, he sits next to him. He doesn't befriend a person because he's got a lot of money, and many properties, and many holiday cottages. No, he befriends a person solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is his muhabbat, and because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has love for such a person. It is mentioned in hadith on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, "Ain al mutahabuna bi jalali." Where are those people who loved one another for my sake? Al yom udhilluhum fi dhilli, yom la dhilla illa dhilli. Today I will give them shade under my shade, where there is no other shade but my shade. And one hadith says, "Lahum manabiru min nur." For such people, there will be pulpits, members of nur. Yaghbituhum an nabiyyun. That the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will be desirous of such people. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will see that these people have, obviously they will also have a much higher stage, but they will desire the maqam of such people on that day because of their love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give them pulpits of nur. Abu Idris Khawlani rahmatullahi wa the tabi'i, he enters the masjid of Damascus and he sees a large group of people sitting around a certain person, face shining. And whenever they deferred in any matter, they would refer it to him. Whatever answer he gave, they accepted. So he inquired, who is this person? So they said, this is Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala is that Sahabi that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he dispatched him to Yemen, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking and he made him mount the horse. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him beautiful advices. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Mu'az, asa an la talqani ba'da ami hadha. Oh Mu'az, perhaps you'll not meet me after this. This is our last meeting. Wa la'allaka an tamurra bi masjidi wa qabri. Perhaps you'll come by sometime later and you'll find that I would left this world. And Mu'az radiallahu anhu began to sob. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face away. Some ulama say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want Mu'az radiallahu anhu to see that he is also very, very sad, and perhaps he also began to shed some tears. And this is same Sahabi Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. That once Nabi Kareem tells him, Ya Muaz, Wallahi inni la uhibbuk. Oh Muaz, I take a qasam in Allah, I love you. So Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala is a Sahabi and he's giving a dars and people listening to him. So Abu Idris Khawlani rahmatullahi, Allah ta'ala put the muhabbat for Muaz in his heart. So the next day he goes very, very early to the masjid. But he finds that Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala is already there before him. So he waits for him, and Muaz busy performing Nafil Salat. After the Salat, Abu Idris Khawlani rahmatullah goes there and he tells Muaz, Wallahi inni la uhibbuk. I take qasam in Allah that I love you. So Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala says, You sure? Take qasam in Allah. Allah, for the sake of Allah? He says yes. Again, for the sake of Allah? He says yes. Third time, for the sake of Allah? He says yes. Then he says that glad tidings for you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see on the day of Qiyamah, wajabat mahabbati. Allah ta'ala says that my muhabbat becomes wajib for those people who love one another for me. Wajabat mahabbati lil mutahabbina fiyya. For those people who love one another for my sake. Wal mutajalisina fiyya. And those who sit together for my sake. Wal mutazawirina fiyya. And those people who visit one another for my sake. Wal mutabadirina fiyya. And those people who spend on one another for my sake. So from this hadith also we understand that such a person or such two people who love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll also be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that person who is enticed by a woman, رَجُلٌ دَعَتُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ, a woman of high status, high position in society, and she is very, very beautiful. So he's enticed by this woman, but he says, Inni akhafu Allah. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not commit zina with her. She is of a very high position, very, very beautiful, and all the things that a man will look for, she has in her. And on top of that, she is inviting him also. But he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That hadith comes in front of him, that when a person makes zina, then his heart, his iman is removed from his heart. And it is suspended in the air. And as long as he's committing zina, his iman is out of his heart. After that act, then the iman goes back into his heart. So he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he abstains from committing zina. Such a person will also be given shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that person who gave sadaqah, charity, fa'akhfaha, he concealed it. To such an extent that his left hand does not know what his right hand had given. In other words, he does not make a big hue out of the charity he has given. He doesn't make very big elans that I give so much to that madrasa or that masjid and that project. Yes, sometimes a person gives, so it becomes a targhib for others to give also. But the important lesson here is ikhlas. When we give something, do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last person that has been mentioned in the hadith will be given shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah is that person, Rajulun, ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. That person who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude and his eyes shed tears. Out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made tawbah, he made istighfar, all alone in his own room, in privacy. And he began to cry. He remembered his gunas, he made sincere tawbah, istighfar. Ulama also say, such a person who longs, who yearns to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's shedding tears, is out of shock to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who loves to meet Allah, Allah waits to meet him, Allah loves to meet him. That person who detests to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah also dislikes meeting such a person. So this person, it's very easy to cry in public and show every person, mashallah, I'm a very pious person. But in privacy, when a person is all alone and he raises his hands, or he makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes the beloved name of Allah and then he begins to cry. Such a person will be given shade under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the hadith also that two eyes, Jahannam will never touch. And one is that person who cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other eye that spends the night guarding the Muslim army from the enemy. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us also with his shade on the day of Qiyamah. Allah make us also one of these seven people
one of the many people that have been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be blessed with the saya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah.